Okay. Up on, did you have anything before 10-3? Okay. On HYD, page 8, North Coast Basin Plan, fully understand we're talking about water quality here. Personally, I would rather see the actual limiting factors that are on the two respective TMDLs for the Scott and the Shasta. Biostimulatory substances, chemical constituents, oil, grease, pesticides, radioactive sediment are not listed impairments of either the Scott or the Shasta. Let's list what is actually on the TMDLs. Scott is temperature and sediment. And the temperature one likely is going to get removed because Mr. McFadden realizes he erred when he originally drafted the science behind that. The Shasta is DO. And temp, I think. But that's easy enough to find if you go to the two respective. Let's just list what is listed as impairment.
Sure.
Not everything that could be.
Okay.
Anybody have anything until I get down to the question on 10-4, water suppliers?
Nope, okay, thank
you. On water suppliers 10-4, it's a question. Aetna's not listed on here. You have Wairega, which is a municipality and an incorporated. Why is Aetna not listed as a water supplier?
I would guess because the author assumed they weren't distributing any to the unincorporated county, but they were probably incorrect, and I can look into that.
So these are only entities that provide water outside of the incorporated area? Because my follow-up is, why is Mount Shasta not on there?
So where are you, Jim?
Why is Weed not on
there? Where are
you? It's on HYD9. It's right at the top,
okay.
Right above Wairega Water Department.
Okay, gotcha.
So at minimum, I would say we should cover all of the districts that provide water to the unincorporated county. We can also discuss any within the incorporated cities as well. But at minimum, we need to make sure that all ones that deliver to the unincorporated county are documented here.
Well, and I guess that's where my question for clarification, if we're talking Aetna, only if you're in the city limits do you get water from them.
Okay.
But there are several residences in Aetna city limits that don't get water from them. And then you have Mount Shasta, who provides water into the sphere of influence. In some cases, not in others. So either we list the facilities or the institutions, the infrastructure that provides water as a central source going out, whether it's to a city or city and unincorporated, or we just do incorporated or just do unincorporated.
Okay, sure.
Just for clarification, yeah. Because there are some left off of here that meet these requirements and some that don't, yeah. And vice versa.
I think it'd be easier just to include those providers that provide water to unincorporated areas. If an incorporated jurisdiction does supply water outside its boundaries, like in its SOI, but outside its city limits, I think we should list it there.
Okay.
But let's just put, this is the county's general plan, not Wairega's general
right.
plan, not Mount Shasta. So we want to make sure that this is county focused. So I would strip the other ones out.
Okay,
that's my
so Mount Shasta then should be included on this list.
Okay.
Because it provides water outside the city limits.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Question is, does Weed also, or is Weed like Aetna inside city only.
Yeah, and I question whether or not Mount Shasta supplies water to the sphere of influence. I don't know that they did.
Well, didn't we on the that the Golden Eagle project?
Yeah, that's a different water system.
That was the Lake Siskiyou Mutual Water.
That was not Mount Shasta's service.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Lake Siskiyou Mutual, which is noted on
Okay, never mind then. Okay, yeah. Maybe this is accurate then.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that there was some project I thought there was an agreement with Mount Shasta Services, but it was outside city limits, and so, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. maybe it's fine then.
And I do concur with that, because when I lived in Mount Shasta, like, I lived right past Pine Grove. We were all on our own wells, out near the cemetery, all that.
Never mind. I just highlighted it because
even though it was subdivision, it was your own well and septic.
Okay. I'll continue.
Rural subdivision.
Okay. Conservation. Here we go.
There's also another one not listed here, Monte Shasta, what it's called. It's on the upside of Mount Shasta.
Green
supplies Herrick, right?
And I do need to go back to HYD9.
It's a combination of on site and
water. I have a question too, or a clarification for on page HYD9. On that first paragraph, it talks about as recently as 2021, drought conditions exacerbated. Water sources for smaller and unincorporated communities in County, including the Hornbrook CSD. I thought that was impacted by wildfire primarily, not drought.
So the wildfire
burned the system. Mm,
okay.
So we might want to look into that, but that wasn't my understanding of why they lost water in that.
Sure. Is that something that county staff can help verify?
It's a combination. The wildfire took the system down, frankly, took out other storage.
Okay.
It all collapsed down. There's been a problem with the system forever, right? So it's sitting on top of marine sediments. You have to drill really deep. The water quality gets lousy.
Okay.
But they did install a new well a few years ago, I believe. Whether it's drought related or not.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I just don't think that it's captured correctly there as far as what happened. So. And that was my only question, other than the whole climate discussion. Okay, and then I'm past. So the Sigma stuff.
Your Shasta is before Scott.
On all of this information for Sigma, did you get this directly from our Sigma working groups and Matt Parker by chance?
Which page are you on? I'm sorry.
14, 15, where we're talking about Sigma and in all of our, Butte Valley, Shasta Valley, and it's got like the plan area basin setting. I just wanted to clarify that was got...
I mean, he took a look at everything. He had some, I think, minor comments, but I don't remember him having any comments related to the map, per se.
Do you all know if your consultant works with natural resources?
I can't answer that without...
He reviewed this.
Matt did review it?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. So, and then on the cost, because I haven't been able to go to all the Sigma meetings, this is point of clarification for anybody, but when it's talking about annual implementation of the plan is, for just Shasta Valley, 15, the very bottom, $168,000 to $287,000, are those costs shared amongst the landowner within that, or is those costs going to go to the county?
For the implementing GSPs,
yeah.
It's going to come from the individuals who have pumps, period.
Rat-row.
That's why there's a big lawsuit in Colusa right now. Because the board is made up of orchard owners, and they, as a board, assessed a fee of $3.57 per acre, not per irrigated acre, per acre. And so all of your cattlemen who have leases of 2,500 to 4,000 acres are getting slapped with $100,000 bills,
yeah.
While your orchard guys are having to pay $300.
Right.
FYI.
Yeah.
We need to go to more of those meetings.
So are we to the Scott yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Mr. Dean?
Yeah, through the chair, attention to figure 10.4 groundwater basins. Doesn't list the Tubby Lake Basin on there?
It's not on the legend.
It's not on the legend.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
And coat wise. And is Klamath River Valley really a basin?
So, North Coast Water Quality Control Board considers the Klamath Basin as inclusive, includes the Scott, the Shasta, the Trinity, the Salmon. We are all subsets to the Klamath.
So this
now, when the KRRC was done, they narrowed that to simply be the Klamath watershed. No, it wasn't watershed. They had another term, which was basically from the ridge peak on the north and the south as it flowed down to the river. They narrowed it. And we do have ag occurring in the Klamath River Gorge Valley, Horse Creek, Syad. But I didn't think they were under a SGMA. Were they? I know there's a Klamath TMDL, but I didn't think that there was a Klamath SGMA.
Yeah, it looks like on the map it's just a typo. So if you look at the lighter green, it should be Tule Lake Basin instead of Klamath River. So that's why it's not showing up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So on the Scott Valley groundwater portion, a question from whence information came from here on HYD 16 under basin setting. First sentence, agree. It looks like it came right out of the GSP introduction. The second sentence is lacking context, and also I do not believe was included in the GSP because I was at the meeting where that was stricken from the GSP. The statement lower than usual fall water levels was determined to be ambiguous and lacking scientific data to support because that first sentence is true that the groundwater levels have been stable since we started measuring them in the 60s, and the last portion of that last sentence, no significant long-term trend in water levels was noted over this period. Therefore, the center part was stricken out of the GSP, so I recommend it also be eliminated here. I'm not sure where that was captured from, but it's missing. There is a discussion in the appendices where an individual brought this forward, but it was not included as part of the body of the document.
Okay.
the check with Matt Parker on the implementation of the plan over 20 years. I believe the decimal is way off. I believe, if memory serves me correct, that it should say annual implementation of the plan over a 20-year planning period is expected to be annually 1.35 million and 2.3 million, not 135,000, 230,000. I believe the decimal was...
Okay, it's even higher?
Yes, because, and for context on this, the, are you familiar with GSPs?
Well, only slightly.
Okay, so the Scott GSP has a list of projects that are desired to implement to meet the goals and criteria of the GSA.
Okay.
And when it was assessed, the financial assessment of what it would cost based on the priority of the projects, you then average it out over 20 years. That's where the 1.3 million, not 135,000, came from, because it's, there's some significant projects. Some of them are cheap, yes.
Okay.
Some of them are rather extensive. Just double check that with Matt, how that number came out. That may be accurate. It may only be looking at top priority. I think there were Class A, Class B, Class C, and Class D. It may not include some of these lower ones, which bumps that number up.
I found where that number came from. It, and this is from the county's website.
Okay, it's top tier only. It doesn't include the others. All right, that's why it's lower.
It's
all right.
From the
back. Okay, yep, it was top tier only. Never mind then. So, in water management,
which page, please?
HYD 17. We're just crawling along here, we're not running. Sorry. It's discussing, second paragraph, Siskiyou County water resources are managed by several coordinating agencies and organizations. I would add in there, and the court of Siskiyou, because we do have several adjudications that the Scott and Shasta Water Master District administers as ordered by the court. You have the Scott, the Shasta, the Shackelford, the French, just named four of them, that directs how water is to be managed in those adjudicated systems. So I would add either the court or list the adjudications that are in place and may include Scott Shasta Water Master District, because we do manage the water based on priority.
So between and organization, do you want court?
Either the court or Water Master District adjudications. It's beyond because the State Water Resource Control Board doesn't manage all the county surface water. They manage what is not adjudicated.
So you just want to define what the organizations are.
To be clear.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes, Siskiyou County Flood Control oversees our GSAs and GSPs. That's accurate. statement, because most of Siskiyou County is unincorporated, residents of these areas rely on private wells, that's accurate. And in some areas, oh, permits to collect groundwater. That's an odd sentence. Permit to collect groundwater?
It's tied to a water right, direct water right. They have a water right to riparian and they can use that for...
But you don't collect groundwater. You collect rain, you collect surface water for storage, but you pump groundwater.
Sure.
That sentence didn't make sense at the end. I know we need permits. You need a permit if you don't have an adjudicated right to access surface water. I didn't know Siskiyou County required a permit to collect rainwater, but maybe we do. But you need a well permit, not to collect groundwater, but to pump it.
You go back to your term of extraction.
Yes, right. It's not a permit to collect, it's a permit to extract.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be clear.
Sure.
And then, I don't know if we... I'm thinking it probably would be wise, but under water management, it would probably be wise to include the irrigation districts. Some of them are special districts, some are associations, but you have MID, GID, SVID, Farmer's Ditch, that it is, each of those are responsible for managing water. Granted, it's almost all surface water, but we should recognize that we have these entities already formed for the management of water usage.
Okay, we can document those.
And what's the... Who manages the cloud off that spring?
That's a question for somebody over here. That I don't know on
the
McLeod's
spring. And then who manages McLeod's water off that spring?
The service district.
McLeod's.
They're not incorporated, but they have a service district there. It does both sewer and water.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do they need to be mentioned in here? Since it's county and not...
McLeod is listed up in the...
Did I miss it?
Yes, I saw it in the list.
Okay,
in
good.
Public facilities, services, and infrastructure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, CWA, 303D, you got 404, you got 401, you got 402, SDWA, yeah, technically WSR. Porter, North Coast, Central, Herb, SIG.
They don't have 1600s. Is that managing water?
That is not water quality.
Oh, we're on quality, not quantity.
Well, it's hydrology also. That's because it does deal with bypass flows. In state, good point. So on the state begins on HYD 19, where you're talking about the state regulatory entities, they have inserted themselves.
With diversions?
It would be California Department of Fish and Wildlife, specifically the 1600 permits, because those specifically address required bypass flows at PODs. Which is a water quality, water quantity, regulatory, water management tool.
Okay. I'll look it up.
Yeah, they're required anytime you altered the bed, bank, or channel of a water course, lake, or stream.
Okay.
And or substantially divert.
Hey, I'm to the glossary.
Yep, me too. And I read through them, and I think they're fine.
I didn't have anything yellow here.
Okay. All right. Well, are we on to our wrap-up slides then?
Yeah.
Wrap-up slides. All right.
Yeah, I'm at the bottom.
Great. All right. So as I mentioned, the public review draft is available both on the county website and on our project website. We're going to leave it up through the end of June, just so that folks who jump in on the workshops can also weigh in if they just heard about it. You can let people know they can email their comments in. The general plan email address is here. They can also, if they're on the project website, there's a green comments button on every page. You can click that and just type away, put your name and email address, and send us your comment. And that goes to the project team collectively. We do get those and track them.
And there's one thing I do want to note, if individuals do submit comments online, the comment button, I believe, has a word cap. So if a community member wants to make some more extensive comments, I would implore you to suggest them to use the email to send them.
Encourage them to email.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And we can jump to the next slide. So the next step in the project will be drafting the community vision and guiding principles, which includes community engagement. The first big engagement event for this is a workshop series. So we've planned to have 6 total workshops throughout the county in different areas. We have the dates. These are just draft dates so far, but basically doing 5 over 2 nights, and then the county would facilitate the 6th one the following week. So we're still finalizing facilities and venues for these. So we're telling people to save the date, and we will get back to them as soon as we have confirmation.
We publish those meetings?
So we'll use the eBlast list, any social media the county does, the project website as well, and then the typical noticing.
Yeah, and I'm also working with the PIO, so, within our county systems, we can push out those dates as well.
Okay.
So we've actually got, I think, 5 of the 6 reserved now. So as soon as we get that 6th one, we'll start putting that information out. I hope to have that by the end of the week.
Are you limited to 6? And this is why I ask. You have McLeod, which is South County, but essentially nothing in the Mount Shasta, Weed area. I would suggest if you had one in Shastina, at a hot spot, maybe at the golf course, and then add one in Montague, because you have 2 very different demographics, but a huge pool there that you're expecting to come to either Doris or, no, Big Springs or...
Yeah, we forgot to add a location on there, but we will be choosing a Mount Shasta location. We were going to utilize Mount Shasta Resort, but they're booked out, I think.
Okay.
So we were going to drill down some other locations.
College of Assistance.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe, that's a good thing.
Is Doris and McLeod compatible?
Those are 2 separate. They'll be on that day, but in 2 different locations. And I'm glad to see Happy Camp. The other one, because I know Shasta Valley is very different demographically.
Mm-hmm.
If you go from the city limit of Weed up to Hornbrook, that's why Big Springs kind of fits in with the Shastina south. And then once you get down to Grenada and work north, you have a different demographic. That's why I was thinking you may want to split that.
And I do want to point out that the scope had 5, has 2 meeting sets of 5 community workshops, so 5 meetings. The discussions with county staff, it was important that the 5 meetings as scope didn't cover as much ground. So that's why there are additional ones being added that are being facilitated
by county staff.
So this group here will have this same group of communities will have a second round when the general plan policy document and zoning code comes out.
Okay. Yeah, so these workshops we'll talk quickly about the background report and let people know what it is and where they can read it and how to comment. And then we'll do a bunch of exercises on vision, little exercises that get people thinking about, what do we want our county to look like in 2050? and how do we start getting there? So we have a couple, you know, interactive, fun exercises that are actually really informative. So we'll be doing that. You know, they're like 1.5, 2 hours, so it's not a huge commitment for folks. We're really trying to encourage as many people to come out as possible.
And I would say that these are less of presentation style meetings and more drop-in open house style. I think that that allows more flexibility for families, those who work, where you're not pigeonholed to, you have to be there at 5 for a presentation and out the door.
Yeah, come in, do the exercises, talk with us, get the information you need. We'll have like a little kids station with some colored pages in case anybody has their kids with them, you know, and just try to make it fun. One more, yeah. So we'll complete the next steps for the project. We'll complete the workshop series. We'll draft the community vision and guiding principles. We'll talk about that with the TAC, and then we'll talk about that with the Planning Commission and Board before we even get to the final stages. And then we'll all review and revise those based on all the input we've received.
Now, are you doing one of these for the supervisors also? Like we
This right
today?
Here? No.
Okay. I will be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, staff.
See if they're as engaged and as thorough and have read their homework.
We shall see.
You can tell them that we discussed it for 1, 2, 3, 4,
a full
6 hours.
Day. Yeah.
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 Mr.
Carroll. And before we wrap up, I don't think we've opened it for a public hearing. There's probably nobody out there, but technically we should, since it was noticed as a public hearing, it is agendized.
Okay, so at this time I will open the public hearing comment period. Anyone, no one present in the room to public comment? Seeing none, we will close public comment. And gentlemen, staff, thank you for the labor, sweat, and tears that has gone into this thus far and that which is to come. Greatly appreciated. Good start.
Yep.
So I thank you for the time and allowing us to have the conversation.
Thank you, guys.
So.
They would not buy Rico. Nobody'd steal it.
Do we have any other items for discussion, direction, staff? Okay. Next meeting is scheduled for June 26th. Correspondence.
So the chair, did you all get your notice, Dusty? Did you get your notice of the special meeting in June?
No. They're coming the.
Well, I mailed it to you.
When?
Last week.
After I signed the request to move it.
Well, I guess I did.
You know what's next week.
Check your mail.
Yeah.
Check your mail.
I'll email it to you if you need me to. Anyway, sorry.
No correspondence? Staff comments? Commissioner comments? I will refrain, seen as we're 2 minutes to 4. With that, thank you all again. Adjourned.
Thank you.